Night of the Jaguar by Michael Gruber. Read by Jonathan Davis. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Jimmy Paz sits up in his bed, folding from the waist like a jackknife, with his heart thumping so hard he could almost hear it over the whine of the air conditioning. A moment of disorientation here. The dream has been so vivid. But he looks about him and accepts that he's in his bedroom in his house in South Miami, Florida. He can make out the familiar shapes and the real glow from the digital clock and the paler beams of moonlight slipping through the blinds, and he can feel the warm loom of his wife's body beside him. The clock tells him it is 3:10 in the morning. Paz has not had a dream like this in 7 years. But back then, he used to have them all the time. There are families that take dreams seriously, that discuss them around the breakfast table. But the Paz family is not one of them, although the mother of the family is a psychiatrist in training. Paz lies back on his pillow and considers the dream he has just had, which was the sort in which the dreamer has godlike perspective, floating over some scene and watching the players perform. He recalls something about a murder. Someone has been shot in the middle of a village somewhere, and Paz and someone, some vast presence next to him, God or some powerful figure, is watching as the men who have shot the... Paz can't recall, but it is someone of significance. As the killers escape into a forest of tall trees, and these men, to ease their passage through the forest, are exploding the trees.